Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
To speak about etiquette and on long flights, I'm joined by aviation analyst Phuthego Mojapele. Good morning, sir. How are you? Or good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Good morning, and to your listeners.
Phuthego, what is
still
the
morning?
Yeah, we can. You know what? Let's pretend it's already. We've already had a week.
Friday morning.
Yeah, it's Friday morning because we've already had a week since yesterday. Phuthego, what is the worst experience you've ever had on a flight?
I remember during the SAA, I was coming from Washington via stopover in Dakar, and the lady was sitting right in front of me, and it was just in the morning after we got stopover in Dakar, and we were served with coffee. And what she did was just to pull back her backrest, and that whole coffee went, the hot coffee went on me like that.
Oh,
and
no.
I was so upset, but at the same time she did not show any remorse. Oh, she said, and I said, oh, you know, you've spilled my coffee, and she was like, oh, sorry, and just get on with her own. And at the time I was like, you know, you should be ashamed of what you have done. But these are common courtesy that we need to advance to fellow passengers that we are with on the plane.
So how do we learn etiquette on a plane? I mean, are we always dependent on the flight attendants? I mean, I remember flying to Sydney one year, and as we had taken off, I don't know, we hadn't even reached a cruising height, and already they made us close the shutters. Now, I love looking out the window. As you and I have discussed, aviation is a passion for both of us. And I love looking outside. I like looking at the clouds and the stars and all of this. Nope. Qantas made you shut those blinds, because at some point, 16 hours later, whenever it was, the sun was going to rise. And you know, Australians, they like to be prepared, and I can talk about them because they're all asleep right now. So how do we learn etiquette?
Look, there are a number of things that we need to bear in mind here. One is that usually when you get into the plane, just be mindful that you are not alone in an aircraft. There's tons of other people with different backgrounds, with different upbringing. But the common courtesy is something that all of us should have, a decency of allowing other people to coexist. For example, when you get into the plane seats are sometimes three. It's three people sitting on one row. Now, a simple thing like an armrest. You can't have both armrests where you are sitting with three people. You can only have one armrest, literally one armrest.
You're making us sound like children. You realize this. It's mine.
You know, like, so.
The comedy skit right here.
Yeah, so people will behave like that, would want to have both armrests, and the other passenger would not want to, would not have anywhere where you can lean your hand. But a simple thing is that if you are sitting on the window, the common courtesy is that you occupy the armrest that is on your window, so that the next passenger can take the one that's not occupied, and the last one is on the aisle. So it's as simple as that. And also when you recline your seat, the easiest thing that you need to do is to look first at the back and check if the other fellow passenger who's sitting there, is that passenger not maybe busy with a laptop and or maybe drinking or eating, or you're going to do exactly the same thing that has happened to me on the Washington flight from to Johannesburg. So those are basic things that people need to. And also, other people, sometimes they become too loud in the plane.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to be sitting in the plane and be worried about the passenger who's going to be louder than the plane itself, the engines of the plane itself.
Okay, and you know what? And to parents, please, 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 if your baby's going to cry, you have to wake up we know that you like to sleep through your child screaming, but you really need to comfort the child. Like, I don't know. I've got no problem waking the parents up and saying, please take care of your child. You know, usually they're so exhausted, but, really you can't be disrespectful like that to all the other passengers.
Also on the issue of the kids, Kathy, I think, parents needs to adjust when they're about to travel with the kids. The kids don't know, and sometimes they don't take cabin pressure very well. So you've got to prepare and find a mechanism in which you can apply on the kids so that they don't have to be crying all the way. There's ways and means that you can follow, especially when you are going to be traveling a long distance. You can get doctors, they know what to give the kids so that they can adapt with the cabin pressure, because it's something new to their system.
Yeah, chewing gum usually helps, especially when on descent. Putego Mojapele, thank you very, very much. I always enjoy our chats, and we need to meet at the edge of the runway one of these days. Thank you so much for making time to speak to Chai FM. Every time we call you, you really are a delight. Thank you so much.